This is the Epps family, who has also been adjusting to online learning. First, we talked with Shannon, who normally works from home and has an office set up at her house. She tells us a bit about how her family, including her two sons, has been adjusting during this time.
It has been a little hard. I'm really thankful that I have older kids. It's interesting to kind of have everybody in my space now. I can always deal with like the summer and the boys are out so much more, but you know, they have to do work and they have to do school and stuff.
Shannon also briefly explains her son's school's grading system and how it's changed since the move to online learning. For context, Caleb is 12 and Noah is 15.
They're giving all students A's. Everybody gets an A, unless if at this point you hadn't been showing any effort, like even just during the regular school year, like when we were in school and you continue to have challenges, it would show up as an incomplete, but you'd have to make that up.
The school's superintendent recently released recordings to explain the reasoning behind this decision.
He convinced me. I think he's just kind of like, that's the least of our worries right now. You know, like we're trying to like feed kids and help make sure people are safe. You know, like we have to be compassionate towards each other during this time. And you know, there's a lot of kids that are having to take care of siblings and might have sick parents or, you know.
Shannon describes her sons as responsible, conscientious, and care about doing well in school. Caleb gives us some insight on what he thinks about online learning.
They haven't been giving us daily exercises. Each of our teachers give us a couple activities, and it doesn't matter when they're done, they just have to be done by the end of the week. It can be a little annoying, just that's the only thing we do. When at school we did, like in science, we did like experiments, and like we still did a lot of written stuff and like math, language arts, but now we're just all on the screen and can be a little annoying.
Caleb has been enjoying reading books for fun, doing an online book club, and explains an activity he does with his Young Life leader.
One thing that I'm doing that probably wouldn't be doing normally at school is doing a call where like this group I have and we make tiny weapons. It's with my Young Life leader, and it's funny because he has like this book where you can make a bunch of like tiny catapults and stuff, and he likes to build those with us.
Caleb's older brother, Noah, who's 15, tells us what his busy day-to-day schedule looks like during this time.
We are using this thing called Teams, like Microsoft Teams. And basically my 8A teachers, which is for me, that is AP Human Geography, Geometry, Biology, and Health. They all send out assignments on Teams on Monday. And then my B-Day teachers, which are strength interval training, band, German, and English 101, send them out on Tuesday. And then basically like you have until Sunday to finish them. But we try to stick to the schedule, and like we kind of just have like a carved out time to do homework. Sometimes like it's kind of hard to follow that schedule. It kind of feels harder to like find motivation really. Like it's kind of funny because like when we have more time, like I feel like I'm less motivated to do my schoolwork.
It's also important to note that Noah is the co-president of his freshman class, and he tells us a bit about what's important during this time and how to continue his role.
We've been trying to like kind of continue with engagement and like really drive home that like even though we're not at school, like we're still a community. It's just like trying to keep kids engaged with others and like helping them feel like they have like people that are like thinking about them.
Overall, he explains that there are aspects of online learning he likes, but if given the choice, wouldn't choose to do it full time.
I like just like having the free time to like kind of decide my schedule and decide like this is when I'm going to get done my work. But I don't think I'd ever really be that interested in like always doing online learning. I miss some of my classes, I miss some of my teachers. Like it's just different. And I feel like it's definitely kind of a bummer because I know that like next year also could be harder just because I'm not going to know some of the content as well as I would have if I would be in school.